Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the only one on, Amy?
Yes.
Shauna.
So far, yes. And I'm going to go on mute.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
So we're starting section 63, Pasuk 358. And this is an interesting section because it's really esoteric, as you will find out. L'shem yichud kud shabri fu ishkinte bit hilu ur himu ud hilu. Ud hilu ur himu. Le'achta l'shem yud he bavate b'yichud ashalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadene konane aleinu ma'asei yadene konanehu. Ze sefer told out Adam. Lid yokne amar Rabbi Yitzhak ach me kudshabarifu. Le Adam de yokne de kol yinun darin de yetun. Le alma de kol hakime alma umalke. Alma dizminin lekaima alaihu Israel mata lemechem David malka Israel deit yelid umit amar lo mishnin dili oziv leya. Ayin shenin v'garu me Adam, ayin shenin v'salek lon kudsha barichu l'David. Welcome to whoever came on. We're reading Pasuk 358 in section 63 of Bereshit Bet. In the words, this is the book of the generations of Adam. Generations refers to images of the souls, because all the souls who originated from Adam are listed in the book. Rabbi Yitzhak said, the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed to Adam the images of the souls of all the generations who will come into the world and of all the sages and kings of the world destined to rule over Israel. When he saw David, king of Israel, who was born and then died, because he had no days in his life, he said to the Holy One, blessed be He, I will give him 70 years of my life. Hence 70 years were taken from Adam, and the Holy One, blessed be He, gave them to David. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Well, I think we kind of knew about this already.
Well, you heard that, but let's kind of look at it. Adam lived 930 years, as the Torah tells us that. So he gave 70 to King David. So Was there any loss of Adam's life due to the sin?
Would you repeat the question?
Adam, the Torah tells us Adam lived 930 years.
My phone just fell and fell apart, so it'll take me a while to get back together.
Hannah, are you there?
I'm here, but I'm having to get under the table to check my phone. It dropped and fell into three pieces.
Oh, wonderful.
Still hear me.
I still hear you fine. We'll wait. Does anybody have any questions?
Okay, are you still there?
We're still here.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, so let's start over with the question that I asked.
Okay.
Adam lived 930 years, because that we know that from the Torah telling us that. And here we're being told that he gave 70 years to King David, which we had heard from various Midrashim. So therefore, Adam has effectively lived 1,000 years. And we've been told from the various Midrashim that Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. So my question is, did Adam lose any years because of the sins that he did? Based on the numbers, the answer is no. But we're told elsewhere in the Zohar that when somebody does a sin, they lose the years from the 120 years that they're given as a base. And if they do good things, exceptionally good things, they have some of those years added back.
Now, I had not heard that. That's good to know.
But the real question is, was the gift of the 70 years of Adam's life to King David, is that what earned him the right to live 1,000 years? That he had lost 70 years due to the sin, but when he offered to give them to King David, that they were added back to him?
Well, that kind of sounds like Hashem's mercy.
It does. But it also, one of the other ways of understanding it is that Adam didn't lose any years because of the sin, because the sin wasn't truly a sin. It was part of the plan of creation. He wasn't expected to delay in eating from the fruit from the tree of knowledge. And therefore, since he really didn't have free choice in doing that, he didn't lose any years. That's another way of understanding.
Mm-hmm. I've also read somewhere or heard somewhere that another person gave David some years too, but I don't remember who it was, which character it was.
There's a discussion that Abraham gave him some of his years, and Jacob gave him some of his years, and they totaled to the 70. I think it was 37 and 32, but I don't remember the exact numbers either. But then the question is asked, why didn't King David get any years from Isaac? And because they were, essentially King David was coming from the left column, having been born red. But he corrected it, and that's why he got the 70 years. So I'm mixing questions and, mm-hmm. and discussion that maybe people will find confusing, and I don't mean to do that. Let's stick to this this pasuk, because there's another question that we have to look at. The Holy One, blessed be He, revealed to Adam the images of the souls of all the generations who will come into the world, and of all the sages and kings of the world destined to rule over Israel. Okay, so this revealed to Adam the images of the souls. One explanation of images, because it's really Tselem, the shadows, but one explanation of images is that it's the names that are listed in the book is effectively the image of our soul, as we know that the name is a mirror image of what our soul is. And by studying our name, we can learn more about our different aspects of our tikkun and different aspects of our personality and different aspects of our character traits. But the question that I'm asking is the idea that the images of the souls would indicate that there might be a difference from generation to generation between the souls. Not that they were corrected, and not the general discussions that we always have about nefesh, ruach, and neshama, but this idea that where is the soul, male and female, split? Is it always the same for every generation? Or is it a different location? So that certain females, certain generations, the females have a different the abilities because of where that soul gets split. Yeah, I don't have an answer to that question, but I'm raising the question.
Well, the thought that I had is he saw the souls of the generations. He surely saw himself in those generations, realizing that it was all an extension of himself. And I'm thinking about when I did genealogy, and when I met my grandmother's people, she had come from France. My grandfather married her during World War I. 1917-18, and brought her to America. She had a brother and a sister still left in France. And after she, you know, many years later, after I retired and I got interested in genealogy, I was able to find someone to look up, you know, her nephew, because I found a picture on his 18th birthday. So I had his name and birth date, and we located them, and we reconnected. We went to France to meet them, and then they came to us two years later and visited here. But the thing was, her brother, when I saw a picture of him, he looked exactly like my youngest brother. And I mean, they were the same height. They even had the same hairdo. I mean, never the mustache, everything. Statue as well as physical features. And that made me think of Adam possibly seeing himself, you know, in later generations, whether or not it was revealed to him that, you know, his soul was being reincarnated. And, I mean, you have that connection with your descendants. Anyway, we were just surprised how much the bonding was, even though here I was the granddaughter, which would be three generations later, and yet there was such a family connection, you know, between us all. It was, you know, it was amazing. So that's what I thought of when I saw the words that he saw the images of the souls. And is it saying, it was about when I dropped the phone, is it saying that he himself decided to make the decision to give David the years, the 70 years?
Yes, it says Adam made that decision himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, see, I kind of think he saw, I mean, he had to see King David too. I mean, it had to be revealed to him that David would be king. And I think he saw maybe David as Mashiach, or, you know, as part of his own.
What it says is when he saw David, king of Israel, who was mm-hmm. born and then died because he had no days in his life.
Yeah,
he said,
remember
to the Lord, blessed be you, I will live in 7 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't think David was expected to live, and he evidently saw that.
He was supposed to be stillborn.
Right. So.
And yes, King David is obviously a reincarnation of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Because Adam was supposed to be Mashiach if he had withheld. If he had waited to eat from the fruit of the tree mm-hmm. of knowledge.
But what if you saw, if Hashem opened the heavens for you, and you saw maybe in 4 or 5 generations later that you had this wonderful descendant, you know, that was truly following Hashem and all, I think you'd be willing to say, I'd give him some of my years too. I think that he saw the connection.
I'm sure. I agree with you, Mason. You know, but mm-hmm. as you were telling your story of your family and the meeting of the people, you know, the two people who looked alike could very well have been reincarnations, or if they were in the same generation, they represent two of the 6 souls that split from the previous incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, reducing the difficulty in the tikkun to more manageable parts. So let's move on to verse 359.
Okay.
Uyal da shabach David va'amar ki simachtani. Hashem befa'alecha v'ma'asei yadecha aranein man garam li chedva pi'alma pi'alecha dahu adam kadma'a te'ihu pa'alo te'kucha berichu pi'alta elo Tivasar Vadam Vadam Maaseyadav Dekucha Berihu Bilami Bene Nasha Bialda Garu Inun Shavin Shanin Meadam Meelef Shanin Dehawa Leyalit Kaima Beho. It was for this that David said the praise, for you have made me glad, Hashem, by your actions. I will be joyous in the work of your hands. Who caused me to be happy and live in the world? It was Adam who caused me to be happy. He was the handiwork of the Holy One, blessed be he, and not of flesh and blood. He was not born to any man, because he was made by the Holy One, blessed be he. Thus, those 70 years were deducted from Adam's 1,000-year life expectancy. Questions?
Well, it gives me a new understanding of the phrase, work of your hands. Because in reading that psalm, I would think that David was just thanking Hashem for making him. You know, for creating him. But the idea that the work of his hands could also mean it was Adam that was formed.
That is one of the ways of understanding that psalm and what it's saying.
Mm-hmm. And I think, wasn't that the psalm, a few verses back, that we learned that when he asked Cain about how Hashem had forgiven him, and he was surprised that the answer was Teshuvah, and that's the same verse. So, and of course, it's a psalm for Shabbat. So,
and it's very, very true. But I think there's even more in this.
Yeah.
Because it's really saying the work of your hands was the creation of Adam.
Mm-hmm.
But the work of your hands is the creation of all of your ancestors, and then all of your progeny. Hashem is involved in the creation of every human being.
Right.
And so that verse is really speaking to that. The work of your hands, the work of Hashem's hands. We know Hashem doesn't have hands, but the hands represents the concept of manifestation, represents Malchut.
But it is including, he was the handiwork of the Holy One, blessed be he, not of flesh and blood. In other words, he didn't have human parents. So I think that's some new understanding there. I like that.
It is. I agree. Verse 360. We are Kuchabarihu call Hakime Dara Vidara Adimata Lidareya Dirabi Akiva Bihame Oraita Dideya Bihade Hame Metateya Watsiv Bitach Veyamar Belima Yahru Reyeha Elma Elme Atmu Rashechem. The Holy One, blessed be he, showed him all the sages of each and every generation until he reached the generation of Rabbi Akiva. He saw his Torah and was happy. He saw his death by the hands of the evil kingdom and was saddened. Adam said, how precious are your thoughts? Also, the word is companions to me. El, how great is the sum of them? Questions, comments, thoughts?
I don't understand Adam's response. How precious are your thoughts, also companions to me? Well, I guess that L, how great is the sum of them? He's talking about all the descendants. He's maybe companions means his descendants?
Well, what he's saying is the sages. He's saying that he showed him all of the sages of the generations.
Okay, yeah, I see the word sages up there. Okay.
And the sages are the companions to Adam. The purpose of Adam's descendants is to become sages, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Not many of us reach that, but that's the purpose. And so these companions are the sages. And Adam is considered a sage, of course.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the idea of how precious are your thoughts, because the thoughts are what create the sages. The thoughts are what create us. the thoughts are what is the Torah. Remember we've discussed that the word Anochi from the Esser Dibrot.
I write to you my soul.
I write to you my soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all of that is expressed in this pasuk.
Mm-hmm. I see the connection. I framed that name and put it on my coffee table. And I look at it every day. And I think of, you know, your teaching of telling us what it meant. And in fact, I've been marking every time I see Anochi, because sometimes Hashem doesn't refer to himself as Anochi. And I haven't had a chance to, you know, to see the difference.
Difference? And the only other entity that uses Anochi is Moshe in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the prophets does also, but it's very, very rare. Well, why don't we stop here and we'll hopefully finish the section tomorrow.
Okay. All righty.
You all have a beautiful evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
My favorite time of the day.
Thank you. Shalom, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Good night.